Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how we love Jesus. Oh, how we love Jesus. Oh, how we love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude, an attitude of praise, worship, and thanksgiving. Father God, as we come on this morning, we want to confess every sin of omission and commission. Father God, anywhere we have come short of your glory, your honor, and your praise, we ask that you would forgive us, Father, in Jesus' name, and help us to forgive ourselves as we embrace your promises, Father God, that you are faithful and just, Father, to cleanse us and to restore us if we confess our sins and forsake our sins towards you. So, Father God, we bless you. We say thank you for one more day that you have given unto us. And this is a day that you have made. And we truly will rejoice and be glad in it from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is great and greatly to be praised. We embrace the gifts of this day. This day is a gift. Help us to treat it as such, Father. Help us not to squander the day, but help us, Father God, to be mindful and fruitful, Father, giving you all the glory and giving you all the praise, Father. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for the longevity of the ministry, the purpose of the ministry. Father, how you're just so awesome. We're just part, Father God, of your agenda being played out, Father God, on earth that was already played out in eternity. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, over and over again. So, Father, we embrace this day. We thank you for it. We surrender the day back to you. Bless the ears of all of our listeners around the globe, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, 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 and amen again. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King, Jesus Christ is the Lord, Jesus Christ is our everything. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's our King. He's our everything. Got a little rhythm in that. Amen. Rhythm or no rhythm, it's the truth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And Jesus is the truth. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made. God did this. Amen. Hallelujah. We're happy that he counted us in the number. What a blessing. What a blessing that God was mindful of us. Amen. Hallelujah. And we love him and we bless him. If this is your first time with us, welcome, 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 welcome. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is Lord. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. We serve you hot breakfast. a hot breakfast. Glory be to God. Now, sometimes a cold breakfast is okay. You eat a little bit of cereal, or, you know, you might want some Danish or muffins or, you know, whatever. Amen. Whatever. But it's nothing like a hot breakfast. Yeah. Hallelujah. So that's the type of breakfast you get here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. You get the hot breakfast, baby. You get the smorgasbord. Yeah, glory be to God. You can pick and choose what you want to eat. Now, we give it to you hot off the press. You don't have to eat everything. We know most of you don't. Amen. Glory be to God. But if you could eat something on the menu, and you're going to be all right. Amen. Why? Because, amen, is God's menu. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. So it is our pleasure to serve, amen, in the Lord's kingdom. Glory be to God. We left off on yesterday, amen, talking about obedience. How that extends, amen, to, amen, levels that we sort of overlook. You know, we want to get real spiritual and, you know, say we obey God, amen, but when we're not honoring, amen, and obeying our parents, we're out of order. So you're not obeying God, okay? If you're not honoring your parents, if you're disrespecting your parents, you're not honoring God, okay? So we touched on that. Husbands and wives, okay? You husbands, you in trouble. And wives, you in trouble. Glory be to God. But the Bible tells us to submit one to another, because submitting is part of the process, amen, to our victory. And you cannot submit if you do not obey. Okay, you have to, obedience is part of it. There's no way you're going to, amen, submit to the process, amen, if you're not in obedience to the process, amen. And so if we just take a look at how Jesus got over, amen, how Jesus won, glory be to God, then all we have to do is ask the Holy Spirit to help us, and he will, amen. We also, amen, took a look at our spiritual leaders, in particular, our pastors, our bishops, our apostles, you know, the spiritual leaders. Y'all know the fivefold ministry. Yeah, the fivefold ministry. God put the fivefold ministry in order. Amen. And the fivefold ministry's job is to grow you up. I know, I promise you that scripture on David, don't worry, it's coming. Amen. I ain't going nowhere. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to give you another scripture. Coming out of the book of Ephesians. I'm going to show you this morning. Chapter number 4. Let's look in Ephesians chapter number 4 and just look at a couple verses here. Amen. We're just warming up. Amen. Before we hit our main point. Amen. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter number 4. And look at verse number. Eleven. So Christ himself gave, I don't want this New International Version. You got to be careful with this New International Version. Okay. 11. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Now, read 12. For the edifying of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Verse 13, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitfulness, of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love. Here it is in verse 15. May grow up. Underline that grow up in your Bible. May grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth, somebody underline that word growth, of the body for the edifying of itself in love. That's the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Beloved, let me sum it up for you, for some of you that's still trying to, okay, get yourself together this morning. That scripture there is saying the fivefold ministry's job is to grow you up. That's why God gave you pastors and apostles, and so you can mature. Stop being tossed about with every wind of doctrine. Want to run with every preacher that come on television. Want to run here and run there and run that, and this person says something, and that ain't going to work, baby. Nah, that ain't going to work. You can't take that plant and keep moving that plant from flower pot to flower pot. That plant got to be stable, okay, if you want that plant to grow and flourish. That's the job of the fivefold ministry. So, glory be to God, really, amen, as we grow and mature, there should be a point where, you know, we should, after a while, you really don't, you know what I mean, the fivefold ministry job should become easier. Why? Because you're growing up. The baby growing up now. You know, you ain't got that much work to do. You know, when the baby little, you got to change the diapers. You got to clean up after them. You got to cook. You got to feed them. Y'all know you're worn out. See, but because they're maturing, see, it gets easier. Well, that's how it should be for the fivefold ministry. But it's not that way. But if you're not obedient to your leaders, you give the leaders a hard time. And the leaders in the church are the most disrespected. The most disrespected for whatever the reasons could be. We can have a dialogue about that, but we're not going to do that now. Okay, we're not going to do that now. But the truth of the matter is we have to hear what the Lord has to say about this and stick to the word. So we see, beloved, here that it's more than just you and God. Just me and God. I don't need nobody but Jesus. Liar, liar, pants on fire. You need more than Jesus. Oh, you need more than Jesus. Just me and Jesus. That's all I need. No, you don't. No, you need your spiritual leaders. You need your family. Come on now. Come on. No man is an island. See, and we want to, you know, live in that little, you know, bubble there, you know, so we don't have to interact with others and submit to others and love others. You know, we use that as an excuse. You know, baby, it's time to come out the cave. It's time to come out the cave, and we got to come out walking in faith, and you got to come out walking in love. All right? So we spent some time there yesterday talking about leaders. Amen, our beloved, amen, for just a couple minutes a day, amen. I want to show you another scripture here. Now, you might not like this or not, and especially in we as Afro-Americans, but all people really, but we know what the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and others. Their lives was literally sacrificed. Okay. Leaders that God God put on the platform, God put them there, and we know the story. Some of us do. Some of us need to do a little bit more research. The price that they paid for our freedom. And now write the vote and all the other stuff. And I don't know if we're going forward or backwards, but that's another subject for another time. Beloved, everybody has their opinion on. I say that to say, amen, that they died for all that and we still don't go out and vote. All right, and we got the excuses for why we don't go out and vote. Your foreparents died, literally died for you to vote. The dogs ate them up. Nowadays, if a police officer do something wrong, they going to court, and we see they going to jail. Back then, they do what they was carte blanche, whatever they wanted to do. There was no repercussions. Our foreparents died for your freedom, and we squander it. So, beloved, amen. I know everybody has their opinion, amen, especially, let's just use our last ex-president, amen, for example. He got in office. Now, we all know if it's about hook or crook. Some of the people that I talk to feel as though that because he stole the vote from Hillary, they believe that he stole the vote from Hillary. That's why he believed that the votes were stole from him. Because you know you read what you saw. That's a whole different dialogue there. That's a whole different dialogue. Something to think about, something to pray about. But by hook or crook, he got in, the president that we have now, and all the other presidents. Thank God for all of them. It's a difficult job. Some of them we like, some of them we don't like. Everybody got their opinion. But check this out. In Titus 3:1. Remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities. To be obedient. To be ready for every good work. 1 Peter 2:18. Servants. Be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and the gentle, but also to the unjust. Beloved, we know the Bible says that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Beloved, you got to take your mouth off your leaders. I'm sorry. They might be mentally deranged and acting crazy and acting possessed, and who knows? Might even have the mark of the beast in their forehead. Who knows? Who knows? You got to take your mouth off of them. You got to reserve your opinion. And they might be fair. They might be unfair. Glory be to God. They might be righteous. They might be unrighteous. They might have gotten into office legally or illegally. Either way, they there, okay? And God going to deal with all that. Now, in the meantime, we have to submit. We got to submit to authority, beloved. You got to submit to the laws of the land. Look, we're starting at the president. Amen. Look, you got to stop at the red light in your car. You got to stop at the stop sign. Or you're going to get a ticket. You got to obey the laws of the land. It's just me and Jesus. No, it ain't just me and Jesus. Jesus said, render unto Caesar. The things that belong to Caesar, render unto God the things that belong to God. You just can't live. No, I ain't going to pay my taxes because, Yeah, Wesley Snipes said the same thing. What'd he do? About 8 years in prison? But he ain't paying his taxes. He found it and came up with all this jibber-jabber. Baby, you got to obey the laws of the land, and you have to submit, obey. We only have one exception when we do not have to obey, amen, the law of the land, beloved, amen. And that's when they try to take Jesus out of your heart. That's when you obey God rather than man. All right, nobody pray in Jesus' name no more. Nobody, no more this religion. No, take them Bibles away. No. So now we declare war up in here. But other than that, beloved, amen, we got to submit to it. Glory be to God, hallelujah. As Christians, our first allegiance is to Jesus as Lord. But we must also obey our government and its leaders. Christians are not above the law. You're not above the law. They told Daniel, the government told Daniel, said, Daniel, shut that prayer meeting down. You praying too much. Daniel said, yeah, right. Open the windows, boys. See? Because they was interfering with his God. See? So he had every right. That's why God came through for him. Beloved, but that is the only exception that we have to not obeying the law. We are not above the law. Then we want special favor. We done broke the law. In the name of Jesus. We broke the law in the name of Jesus. Yeah, because I just believe God. I believe it. Baby, you better back up. Let us help you out. Okay, let's back you up. You're going to jail. You're on your way to jail, okay? You will have a prison ministry. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Our Christian responsibility involves obeying the civil law and doing what we can to be good citizens. We are representing heaven, y'all. Representing, now you all out there going with the Proud Boys, you all out there going tearing up the Capitol on January 6th. Ain't gonna try to tell somebody about Jesus, huh? They still passing down sentencing. I think somebody just got 25 years. Now that's one day I know that they regret. Glory be to God. At times, beloved, we should not submit to the government. We should never allow the government to force us to disobey God. However, we must note that Jesus' disciples never disobeyed the government for personal reasons. When they disobeyed, it was in order to follow their higher loyalty to God. Their disobedience came with a price. They were threatened, beaten, thrown into jail, tortured, and they was executed for their convictions. Like them, if we are compelled to disobey, we must be ready to accept the consequences. Write this scripture down this morning. Acts chapter number 5, verse number 29. Then Peter, thank God for brother Peter. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. Scripture is only valid, beloved, when they come to interfere, amen, and take down your First Amendment right and want to shut you down, amen, in your conversations and service to the Lord. That's why Peter and them didn't mind. They were sitting there, don't put me in jail. Let's go. Put me in prison. Huh? Beat me. I don't care. Torture me. I don't care. Matter of fact, you doing me a favor. The sooner I can leave earth, the sooner I get to heaven. It's all right with me. Jesus had already took the sting out of death. So they wasn't going to feel it. If they cut the head off, amen, if they, you know, executed, they don't feel none of that. I was talking to a young man, glory be to God, who he saw himself. He was shot. And he said before the first bullet hit him, he said he actually felt his spirit leave his body. He saw the bullet hit him. He was already out of his body. And saw the bullet hit him. When the bullet hit him, he was out. And saw himself laying there. Well, God brought him back. Amen. Brought him back. Amen. For a purpose. Beloved, God takes the sting. Jesus already took the sting out of death. We don't have nothing to fear when death comes. Unless you're not living right. Glory be to God. Well, let me share one more scripture with you. Romans chapter 13. Look at verse number 1. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God. And those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed. And those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval. For he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. Basically, beloved, the Bible is saying, obey those who have the rule over you and do good. Now, if you're doing the right thing, you're still suffering, don't worry. God got you. He swooped right in that lion's den, pulled Daniel out. Amen. He met Paul, glory be to God, where Paul was shipwrecked, glory be to God, beaten 39 times. Amen. Glory be to God. Don't worry. Jesus coming for you. He coming for you. But now the scripture is saying, but now if you're doing wrong, what's the problem? You out there breaking red lights thinking ain't nobody looking. Baby, let me tell you something. I have a niece, her and her husband, they really into this techie stuff. You know, they really into it. They know all about the AI. They know all about, amen, the technology and all that. They said from the time you leave your house to the time you get to where you're going, they already have over 100 pictures of you. Huh? Baby, it's cameras everywhere. It's cameras places you don't even know it's cameras. They probably have us trapped down on these cell phones. Everybody got one. Your cell phone probably telling on you. Even, check this out, I did my own research. Even when you turn your location off, they still can track you, and they still track you. Somebody trying to start a lawsuit, I don't know how successful they're going to be. Even when you turn your GPS off, they tracking you. That's the times we living in, beloved. That's the times we living in. The only way, glory be to God, that they can not track you on your cell phone, and guess what? They can track you even if you turn your cell phone off. You got to take the battery out. That's the only way. But don't make no difference, because your smart TV watching you, you watching your TV and the TV watching you. Alexa, what's the girl name? Alexa, huh? Oh, she listening. From the time you walk out of your door, let me tell you something. There's cameras everywhere. That's why they can solve these murders in a day when they want to. You see how they found the guy that escaped from prison? With that infrared, they didn't want to go that far to let you know the technology that they have. Huh? They did that to ease the public mind, beloved. The same way they caught him and watching him, guess what? They watching you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you're going to do the wrong thing, and what they miss, God got. If technology can do all this, I was talking to somebody in another country yesterday. I mean, literally on the other side of the world. And I'm sitting here on my cell phone talking to them like they're in the room with me. That kind of technology, it just amazes me. It just amazes me. Like, how do they do this? They're on the other side of the world, and you talking to them on a cell phone, and you know what I mean? No time lapse, no nothing. But if man can do that, imagine what God can do. Imagine what God done did. We don't even have a clue. So, beloved, let me tell you something. Every now and then, you can get away with stuff. There's still a couple people out there they still trying to find. But God's not missing a beat. He ain't not missing. He said every word we speak is recorded. Everything we do is recorded. God sees you. So if you want to be rough and tough and you get caught, you got to pay the piper. We want to sue the cops. We want to sue the government. See, we want to overlook the wrong that we did. And just focus in and try to get $1 million lawsuit on the wrong that they did. That's another subject for another day. Let me read one more verse and then we're going to wrap this up today. First Peter 2, verse 13. Be subject for the Lord's sake, every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the emperor. You know what this scripture reminds me of? There was a group of people not that long ago. They were protesting, you know, the abortion is murder. And they was out there in front of the clinic. I don't think it was in Philadelphia. I forgot exactly where it was. Abortion is murder. Then what happened is when the doctor came out, somebody caught a hold of the doctor and murdered the doctor right there on the scene. Because they said that the doctor was responsible for the one killing the baby. So now you you protesting that abortion is murder, but yet you committing murder. Oh, Father God, will you help us? Glory be. That's what the Lord means here, beloved. Amen. When he says here, amen, do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. And then you want to go to court, amen, and you want, you know, to pay some lying attorney. And I was going to be an attorney. I'm so glad I changed my mind. Because I say them attorneys representing people they know guilty. What are they called? What's that, the defense lawyer? Y'all know the one, amen, that got to represent the guilty person. And you guys coming up with all these lies and trying to prove they innocent when you know they guilty. So now you got to go to court, amen, glory be to God, and ask the jury, amen, to have mercy on you for killing the doctor because the doctor was killing babies. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Father God, help us. But what's the bottom line, beloved? The bottom line is, glory be to God, hallelujah, we have to be subject. We have to be subject. We have to be subject. You might like it. You might not like it. You ain't going to like everything. Pray about what you don't like. But make sure you stay in order. Stay in, don't go breaking the law in Jesus' name, because Jesus ain't in it. You going breaking the law, causing ruckus. How much you did it in Jesus' name. Don't drag Jesus into that. That's not even a testimony. Glory be to God. I was reading the other day about this woman on death row. They still got people on death row. I remember they took me down to jury duty. And you know how they interview you first at jury duty? They interview you first. And it was a murder case. And as a matter of fact, it was something about, it was a murder case. That's all I know. And I think it's about the death penalty. They asked me a question about the death penalty. I did not want to do that jury duty. But I wasn't going to lie. And they asked me what I thought about the death penalty. When I got finished with them, next thing I know, they was telling me I could take my pocketbook and go home. But the point I was trying to make to them is this. There's a lot of people on death row, and that's just the consequences for their sin. But what I was trying to tell them is that, you know, and the Bible does, now, y'all, the Bible does justify death row. It does. A life for a life. But the point that I was trying to share with them that I might not did a good job communicating or they didn't want to hear. You got to make sure you got the right person. If you're going to send somebody to death row for murder, make sure you got the right person. Don't kill the wrong person. That's all I was saying. That's all I was saying. Why? Because there's a lot of innocent people walking free, and there's a lot of guilty people walking free, a lot of innocent people incarcerated. But we got to make sure that we're free in our spirits and our souls. We got to make sure that we're right with God. So the Lord is saying here, beloved, do the right thing. Maybe you didn't put that person in office. Don't worry about it. God said, I got him here for a reason. I got him here for even if it's a, amen, to draw the, God's people back to him. If God put a wicked ruler in office, maybe that'll draw his people back to him where you need to be anyhow. Just do the right thing. Do the right thing, beloved. God does not give us an escape or an excuse not to obey those who have the rule over us unless, amen, they're coming against our Jesus. That's the only exception we have. Amen and amen. So it's more we can say on this. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll pick up here at another time, beloved. But I just want you to know today, Jesus overcame the devil. Amen. Glory be to God through fasting, through prayer, through submission. Amen. Glory be to God through resistance and through the word. These are the five tools that he used. Amen. Because of Jesus' obedience, Jesus learned obedience through the things that he suffered. Amen. Beloved, and he exercised his authority through that. Power always follows the authority. Amen. And unless you are living a lifestyle of obedience, you're not in authority. And if you're not in authority, you don't have the power. And that's why you keep losing. That's why you keep losing. See, but the Lord wants you. That's why he said you fall down seven times. Keep getting up. Keep getting up. Because on one of these times when you get up, glory be to God, you're going to be up. Holding on to God's word. Glory be to God. Every round. I love boxing. I love boxing. Glory be to God. That's my favorite sport. Amen. And you, they knock them guys down. Glory be to God. And they get themselves back up again. And then this time they say it's going to be a TKO. And that's what we have to tell the devil. Look, I failed a couple times, but guess what? I was knocked down, but I'm not knocked out. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, you out now. Glory be to God. I'm coming to you in Jesus' name. Why? Because I'm convinced now. I'm convinced. I'm a believer. Glory be. I got it now. Glory be to God that I must obey God. I must obey the laws of the land. I must submit one to another. Obedience is my lifestyle. It's a spirit. It's not something I pick and choose to do at my convenience. This is what I do. This is who I am. I am submitted. I am submitted. I submit to God. Resist the devil, and the devil will flee from you. See, we trying to resist the devil without submitting in obedience. Glory be to God. It's not going to work, Adam, Eve. Glory be to God. It's not going to work. Glory be to God. But when we are in obedience to God, hallelujah, when we submit, that makes that obedience easier. This is how we learn how to love him. Amen. Hallelujah. Fall in love with him. Because he said, if you love me, you will obey me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're going through this process, beloved, hallelujah. And it don't take God long. Glory be to God, hallelujah. I was watching one of my, I follow about four preachers, amen, on television. And I was listening to my one that I watch on Mondays, amen, Monday night. And he was saying, glory be to God. And people are always saying, you know, well, Lord working on me, still working on me. And, you know, and I'm not who the Lord called me to be. And he said, well, and he made a good point. He said, why not? So, but you ain't ready yet. Well, when you going to get ready? Jesus on the way back. And you talking about you ain't ready yet. Why not? And the point that he was bringing, glory be to God, was in that old time religion, people would come to the altar and get deliverance on the spot. Here it is 5, 10, 20 years, and you talking about you ain't ready yet. Why not? And Jesus on his way back. You talking about you ain't ready yet. Please be patient with me. Playing around. Glory be to God. Beloved, we got to submit to the process. Tell the Lord, yes, today. Why? Because tomorrow might be too late. The law of obedience to others. The law of obedience. Come on, saints. Let's submit. It's easy. It's easy. You ain't always got to have the last word. You ain't always got to be right. Sometimes you got to eat crow to grow. I mean, you don't, why do you have to prove your point every time? Why you got to get the last word? Some things you got to do for peace sake. Some things you got to do to avoid arguments and fights and premature death. Let God be glorified in this thing. Take the low seat. Jesus became as a servant. He was God and he came as a servant. Glory be to God. Come on, y'all. Let God have his way. And you'll find out, wait a minute, if God is moving in those other people, really, God is moving in you too. Hallelujah. None of us and all of him. John the Baptist said, I must decrease that thou might increase. You can't do that unless you have a spirit of submission. And you can't submit if you don't made up your mind you're not going to obey. When you make up your mind to walk in obedience, you're trying to say the importance is not on me. Because there's a thin line between submission and pride. It's a very, very thin line. The importance is not on me. I don't care. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't have to get the credit as long as God gets the glory. Now, that's true submission there, but you don't find that. No. They gave so-and-so the credit. No. That should have been me. No, I did that. I. And those five eyes that got Lucifer evicted out of heaven. I will. You got to be careful, saints. What's the truth? Is it about Jesus? Is it really about Jesus or is it really about you? Pride is tells the Lord, I know better than you. Can you imagine the audacity? The spiritual audacity? You gonna tell God you know better than he? But that's what you're doing when you don't submit. You're telling God you know better. Whoo, Father God, in Jesus' name, thank you for helping us. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for grooming us. Thank you for it, God. God, we want to be better. We so tired of the okey-doke. Father God, we was on spiritual lockdown. We didn't even realize how bad the devil had us tangled up. Father God, in our minds, the battlefield of the mind. Father God, we've been prisoners in our own minds. And Father God, we are ready to come out and live the life of liberty and freedom, Father God, that you have given us according to your word. Not for a cloak of maliciousness, but as unto righteousness. We are ready, Father. For Father God, not just because you coming back soon, because you are coming back soon. But Father God, we want to serve you while we still have time on earth to serve you. It's not just about going to heaven. We want to do something for you on earth. And you cannot use us, Father God, to the effect that you want to use us if we are out of order and living a life of disobedience. But there are prayer blockers blocking us from, Father, the best of everything. Father God, thank you. We confess today. We confess. And we thank you for hearing us and forgiving us and giving us another day to start over and do this thing your way. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, stop playing. All right, now look, let me say this. I ain't going to be nice. Straight. You can call it what you want. You can call it what you want. I don't even care. I'm talking to you like this. out here in internet radio land, because I love you and don't even know you, but I love you. If you take your last breath and Jesus is not in your heart, amen. If there's unconfessed sin in your heart, amen, glory be to God, you're going to hell. I hate to hit you like that, but you're going to hell. If you take your last breath without Jesus, come on over and stop playing. Stop playing. Hell is a terrible place. Terrible. Jesus preached about hell more than he preached about heaven. He don't want you going there. Hell was not made for man. Hell was made for Satan and his angels, not for you. Come on, Jesus is here to rescue you. If you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, ye shall be saved. Come on and ask Jesus to save you. Just repeat after me. Father, I confess my sins. I ask that you would forgive me for all of them. Right now, I open my heart. I open my mouth. I open my mind. I invite Jesus in. I declare his lordship. And I ask you to forgive me for my sins. I want to be saved. I want to be delivered. I want to live for you, follow you. I ask that you would make that transaction right now as I stand ready to, as I believe and I stand ready to receive. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. Thank you that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Welcome to the body of Christ. Ooh, that was quick, wasn't it? Yeah, that was quick. You didn't see it coming. Let me tell you something. Salvation is the greatest miracle in the universe. If you ever wondered what was the greatest miracle in the universe, it's salvation. Because in the moment you believe, amen, God swipes you out of the kingdom of darkness, out of Satan's domain, amen. He swipes you out in less than a second, amen, and then he adopts you into, amen, his royal kingdom. It's the greatest transaction in the universe. One you don't want to miss. Welcome that you didn't. Amen. Reach out to us here at the Life Word Jesus. Amen. LifeWordJesus@gmail.com. Let us know you gave your life to Christ. We want to pray with you, pray for you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, saints. So what's today? I lose track of the days. Okay. Bible study tonight. Bible study, Bible study, Bible study. Amen. On YouTube. Amen. We haven't been on social media in a minute. Lord's willing, we'll be there tonight. Amen. So follow us there. Amen. At 8 o'clock. Amen. In Jesus' name. YouTube, Facebook, y'all know. Y'all know where to find. Amen. Just look for Dr. Alfreda B. Amen. And Google it. You'll find it. Amen. In Jesus' name. Go to our website. You'll find it there too. All right. Prayer at 12 o'clock today. Amen. At the prayer altar. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray for our government officials. They serve our country. Those in government, not only do they serve our country, they serve the Lord. It's ministry. We look at ministry just from the pulpit, but those who serve in the political arena, that's ministry according to the Bible. So they need prayer. We always want to criticize them, but how often do you pray for them? Amen. Let that be our main prayer petition today. Let us pray for all those in office. In Jesus' name. Father, we bind absolute every spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today. Father God, whatever you would have us to do today. If we're planning on doing something that you don't want us to do, Father God, help us to reschedule it, cancel it, or whatever we need to do. And to be and not to be in the right place at the wrong time. In Jesus' name. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. Father God, anoint the prayer warriors coming today to serve in your kingdom. Father God, all over the land. Here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry and abroad, Father God. Hallelujah. International and otherwise. And we say thank you. We say thank you and we bless you. Father God. Touch anybody that's sick in their bodies, Father God. Headaches, sore throats, spirit of grief, Father God. Any type of pain, ache, sorrow, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will meet them at their place of need. For you are a very present help in the time of trouble. And we say thank you and we bless you and we praise you even right now. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated. Darkness is expelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. I love you guys. I love you. Amen. Thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Amen. Meet you later on today, if not today, tomorrow. Amen. If not tomorrow, in heaven, somewhere, somehow, we're going to meet up. Amen. If you're living right, we'll meet up. If you ain't living right, we're going to pray that you start living right. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out.
Those that know it and you want to stand and sing it with us, it's okay. Church choir, you can stand right where you are. Song says, I do. Oh, no, no, yes. I do. I do. Let's say that again. I really do.
Look, these
just a little worse. Throw your hand up and say, and your glory.
And your glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Get up on your feet and say, he's so faithful. Hey.
Lord, I love you.
Yes, I do, Lord Jesus. I really do love you, my people.
I do.